Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Waters, come up!
I am scared to death of some of these storm surge levels. The values are absolutely dangerous and deadly.
As weather officials say, hide from the wind, run from the water.
If you're going to take that kind of risk, then it'd be best to just write your name on your clothing so we can identify you.
But again, this has made its landfall. It did so a little bit earlier than we originally thought, and it brought a bunch of tornadoes to the state. In fact, according to the Storm Prediction Center, at last check, it was 27 confirmed tornadoes. These are some icons showing where some of those tornadoes ended up falling and landing here over the peninsula of Florida, and some of them did extensive damage to some neighborhoods over the peninsula of Florida. So right now,
still going to be quite breezy, so that's something that everyone needs to watch, especially for those trees that may have gotten some damage during some of those initial winds. Could come down in some of those final winds, but we are going to be looking at that rain threat eventually starting to subside. So still a Category 1 this morning. 85-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be continuing with hurricane strength really through the afternoon. By that point, it should be moving well off the East Coast and will continue to push away from the U.S. So we are going to be done with Milton by the time we hit the end of the day today.
Yeah, done with Milton, not done with the recovery and the rescue and the, you know, rebuilding and the billions and billions and billions of dollars of damage that we expect from the storm. But just, you know, some of your summary there. It is this morning off the East Coast already, pushed all the way through. It sped up right before landfall to about 16 or 17 miles an hour. And then, you know, when you're in a car going 17 miles an hour, it doesn't seem that fast. But when you're a hurricane, that's pretty quick. That's moving fast over land, which is good news because it doesn't linger. Remember, the linger means more rainfall and, you know, it grinds on an area. I will tell you the thing that surprised me the most about this storm and watching it yesterday and, you know, of course, yet this morning, we still don't know too much about what's going to have happened. We'll get an update from the governor at about 7:30 our time. He's scheduled to do a press conference. I'm sure we'll learn quite a bit more at that point. But the thing that surprised me was it was really more like two storms than one, because following its path from like the Sarasota area east by northeast out to past Merritt Island, where it went, you know, kind of exited the state, the north side of that was rain and rain and rain and rain, and still rain even, you know, this morning to some degree up in the north. Not as much, but like over the Jacksonville area, they were still getting a lot of rain even earlier this morning. And then south of the storm was dry. It's kind of weird because usually it's like you think of the dirty side and the clean side, you know, and the right hand side is the west worst side you don't want to be on because of all the, it's drawn those long tray bands of. That was actually on the, if you want to call it that, the clean side, you know, the north side of the storm was like that. The south side of the storm was all tornadoes. What was the number that we heard? There were 55 tornado warnings in Miami alone. 100, you said, 100 across the eastern coast yesterday?
Yes.
The most in a single day ever, for any reason?
Correct.
That's and that was all the
all on the East Coast.
All on the East Coast, yeah. East and the South. It wasn't really, you weren't, you know, you were seeing them in, was the giant one in, was Wellington? Was where they saw that huge.
It was Royal
one.
Palm Beach, Wellington,
yeah.
Going into St. Lucie.
And, you know, I know one video that I saw showed, I mean, it's a giant looking, you know, I've seen lots of tornadoes. I'm from the Midwest, okay? I don't know hurricanes up, except for the last 10 years, but I know tornadoes. You know, I've been through a lot of tornadoes and seen that and been close and driven and, I'm still here to tell the story, thank goodness, and even lived in a mobile home, so I have all the experience of tornadoes.
Yes, you do.
You know, duck and cover. Anyway, but this one that moved across the street in Wellington, and you saw the video of all the transformers, just massive numbers of transformers exploding because of the interaction with that tornado. And in fact, last night, I know Bob Solarski on Channel 3 was talking with Brett Adair, who's one of these storm chaser guys. People that, I will be frank with you, I do not understand these people. You know, I don't get it, but it's a part of the psyche that I just don't have. That I want to go be right near the horrible, terrible, awful thing. Nah, no, just send me a photo later. Anyway, but that's me versus them. Anyway, he said, yeah, same surprise about the electrical explosions and, you know, the tornadoes.
Well, Bob, so far we have seen the typical trees, power lines, that type of damage, but we saw numerous power flashes in Sarasota as this storm made landfall out in that area near Siesta Key. We do know that the Barrier Islands have dealt with quite a bit of storm surge at this time. We saw some of that down into Venice. We were starting to see encroach in areas along U.S. Highway 41, which is the main highway that runs north to south there along the coastline. And, you know, in terms of being able to see a ton, you couldn't because it was dark. Everything was out. Power was out. As that eye wall moved on shore, we dealt with just tremendous power flash. I don't know if I've ever seen that many power explosions in a hurricane. And the power resiliency was just amazing right there until the very end. As the center started to come on shore, we kept power. But, you know, that was all she wrote.
So, like I said, that was last night. That was Channel 3 talking to Brett Adair. And I'll say for my part, John, I feel like almost every time we cover a storm, there's some aspect of what's going to be true that we miss or don't realize or whatever. You know, when it came to Helene, nobody anticipated this massive flooding and the 40-mile stretch of just devastating North Carolina and Tennessee. For this storm, we were also worried about the surge and the wind and the debris getting picked up. And then lo and behold, the real issue is a pretty dry storm south of the line, but it was tornadoes. And, right. And okay, so people thought to themselves, you know what I'll do? I'll drive south to avoid the problem, driving into the worst part of the storm in terms of damage because they're getting close to the tornadoes. So we will see, you know, what this daylight brings.
I had a couple of friends that live in Tampa, but they drove over to West Palm because they had some friends there. So it was like, which one did we get?
Right.
So when you were talking about, we didn't talk about that part. I picture my friends.
Oh, we'll be good. We'll go to you know, West Palm. We'll go to Miami. It'll be fine. I mean, So anyway, we will obviously be waiting for better information about what actually happened yesterday. Of course, for us here, we had nothing. Quick check of the flights. All the airports are still closed. So it's kind of interesting. You actually look on the flight board for Pensacola International Airport, and it shows a Silver flight to Orlando is on time. Yeah, I think that one's not accurate. That airport is closed. Fort Lauderdale, you know, canceled. I was looking at the arrivals just a second ago, but it's basically what you would think of: Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Orlando, you know, Tampa. It's not happening. You know, it's just not happening. So. But that's not a surprise, of course. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about on the big board right now. We're not seeing any delays either. Everything's flowing smoothly through I-10, I-110. Even Highway 90's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I was doing just a quick check of at Miami because we show that Miami is on time. So I don't know about that, and I don't see a note. I just went to the Miami International Airport website, and they don't have any note about being closed, so I'm guessing that's accurate, which is kind of interesting. 618 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to make sure to get the best price selling, and you want to make sure that you get the deal goes all the way through to closing because, oh, man, there's nothing worse than getting your hopes up and thinking it's going to work, and then something falls through at the last minute. Well, part of the way you get all the way through to closing is you have an agent that really understands all of the challenges, all of the issues. You know, they've done it before and not just once or twice because a lot of agents, they sell a home or two a year or three or four a year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 last year, 122 as of about a month ago this year. So what that produces is experience and knowledge and muscle memory. And so you know where the problems might crop up and you know how to avoid them. And you also know what's normal. You know, with the shifting of the insurance market in Florida, it has dramatically shifted in the last several years, not just base cost, which affects how much people can afford for a home, because now they got to do, well, can I afford the insurance? But also whether when you're buying or selling a home, you're going to expect them to, you know, the seller to replace the roof or the water heater or the AC, because whereas that used to be not even a question, now that really is a question, because a perfectly good water heater might be 8 years old and, you know, they can't get insurance with an old water heater, so they'll tell you, you got to replace that before you sell it. Well, do you have to? That's why you have a good real estate agent to advise you on those kinds of matters because, you know, Christine will tell you whether that's normal or not. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Candids? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
Good morning, 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Just to clarify, I was talking about airports being open and closed. I had a little bit of time in the break to look it up. And it looks like Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport is open. Miami International Airport is open. Jacksonville stayed open, or at least seems to be. The only ones that really were closed were like Tampa, Orlando, St. Pete Clearwater, Southwest Florida International, Sarasota Bradenton. Palm Beach said it would suspend operations at 9 o'clock and resume Wednesday, if I hadn't had a chance to look that one up and see. So if you are flying in or out of the area, you know, just be sure to check the board and your airlines and make sure that that flight is either on or not this morning, because obviously some of them are not, and others are, you know, perfectly fine, like Miami. You know, going to Miami or to Fort Lauderdale, you're fine. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, on that note, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says damage assessments for airports will begin this morning.
The administration has been preparing for this for days. For our department's part, for example, the FAA has a field incident response team pre-positioned in Jacksonville, ready to help with steps that would bring airports back online and address anything else that needs attention on the aviation side.
And of course, Hurricane Milton has left about 3 million people without power this morning. It's currently looks like it's pushing off into the Atlantic at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Milton ripped the roof off of the Tampa Bay Rays Tropicana Field this morning.
Oh yeah,
boy, that's been all over the news today. It looks like about half of that roof was ripped off, and they were housing emergency line workers in there as well. They had several thousand people had set up a camp. Tennis great Rafael Nadal is retiring. The 22-time Grand Slam champion released a video message saying he's planning to retire at the end of the season, and he says the last 2 years have been especially difficult for him. He'll make his final appearance for Spain next month at the Davis Cup Finals.
Yeah, old man, 38.
Way past his prime, right?
So, you know, it's funny. When you're growing up and you're watching sports as a kid, and you watch all these athletes, and they're all so old, you know? And
right.
Then at a certain point, when you get to be in, like, college and shortly thereafter, you're like, you know, they're my age. And then, you know, another generation of athletes comes through, and you're watching these kids play. And then you're watching these grandkids play. You know, and you're like, Rafa Nadal retiring after a legendary career, 15 years younger than me. You know, it's kind of it's weird how these things
it all goes so quick.
That's exactly right. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
We've got one accident to let you know about. If you're on Navarre Parkway and Buckley Drive over Navarre, it says the roadway is partially blocked. It just happened a couple of minutes ago, so just pack your patience with that one. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get your car serviced and it's an import, you've got a Audi, a Lexus, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a BMW, whatever, you might think you got to go to the dealership. No, you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway or on US 29, new location across from the Walmart. They work on domestics, they work on imports, work on diesel, work on gas, work on anything, you know, truck, car, whatever, take it to them. Their philosophy is to see you a little bit more often, so that they can avoid seeing you for the catastrophe. That's why you do preventative maintenance. Like you take your body. It's a complex mechanical system that, by the way, is self-healing. Your body. And you still go to the doctor once a year. Well, your car is not self-healing. If it seems like it's self-healed, it didn't. That's not how that works. It got worse. You just don't know it yet. Take it to the Bobby Likas. They'll take care of you and, you know, prevent those bad things from becoming even worse. Also, they do fleet management. So if you are a business and you oversee a fleet and you got to have, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 cars that you got to get serviced all the time or at least maintain them, they work on that. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise Fleet Management. Check out Bobby Likas in person on Davis Highway or on US 29 or online at carclinicservice.com. You were talking about I-10, and one of the notes we got in from some listeners earlier this morning is about an hour ago, is that they saw loads of first responders, lights on, going east on I-10, heading presumably to the recovery process. I think, if I remember correctly, Escambia Sheriff was set to go this morning. EMS, was emergency management was set to go this morning. I know some of emergency management for Escambia County was already deployed to Levy. L-E-V-Y? I can't remember how to say it every time. Nobody knows. Anyway, that county ahead of time. And I think Thor was not deployed, but was, you know, TBD, whether they would need to have that deployed. Meanwhile, the Bay Center converted into a shelter temporarily. I would guess it's probably going to close today, just because there was only 7 people in it yesterday, so not very much use. But, hey, you got to be available. You got to be, you know, available if it's needed, and we didn't know how many people would be fleeing to here. Meanwhile, good news note, Country Music Awards, CMAs, our sister country, 98.7, yesterday won Small Market Station of the Year, which they seem to win one of these awards almost every year because they are amazing. And we had the National Station of Broadcasters Marconi Awards. You know, Marconi invented the radio. Oh, some reports, there's dispute about this. But anyway, it's the big awards every year, kind of like the Oscars for radio. And we had been nominated for Station of the Year for medium market. Don't ask me how Cat Country is in a small market and we're in a medium market. We're in the same place. I don't understand. But anyway, it's CMAs versus NAB. But we were up for a Station of the Year for news radio. And this is in all formats in the medium market category. And we won. We've never won this award before. We've been nominated. We've been finalists for Personality of the Year, for me, for Station of the Year, for the station before. But we actually won. So, man, you guys are the best. I always think of the people who come on as interviews, the people who call with their tips and their news stories, and just the fact that thousands of you listen every single day and decide to make us your preferred place to get information. It's amazing and humbling, and I really, really appreciate it. We love you guys. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. So thank you for helping.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Sunrise in Florida is making sure to assess and respond to the widespread damage from Hurricane Milton. The storm's moving off the state's east coast now. There are several deaths confirmed in a tornado outbreak. Fort Myers, Florida Mayor Kevin B. Anderson tells Fox Weather.
I anticipated this storm to be much worse, to have a much greater devastation on our city. So to see what I've seen so far, I'm feeling pretty good. Of course, until the sun gets up and we start moving around the city and really getting to survey things, it's hard to tell the extent of the damage.
There's a solar storm today.
NOAA says it notified power plant operators and orbiting spacecraft to take precautions and alerted FEMA about possible power disruptions.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Solar storms are sudden emissions of electromagnetic radiation from the sun. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 65 degrees, clear skies this morning in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Well, Hurricane Milton making landfall last night as a Category 3 storm. Some people decided not to evacuate before the storm hit on Florida's west coast. Heather Morgan was in Venice. She said it was a difficult decision not to leave.
We were told this is going to be a ginormous storm. However, our evacuation zone was not mentioned. We are in D, and they evacuated A, B, and C. And so once we found out we wouldn't be evacuated, we kind of felt a little bit more safe to stay.
And Morgan told reporters that last night her doors and shutters were rattling in her house from the intensity of the storm, and damage assessments are set to begin across Central Florida this morning. Of course, Hurricane Milton also being blamed for deaths in St. Lucie County yesterday. Sheriff Keith Pearson said people were killed by tornadoes that spun off from the storm. He didn't have an exact number. Search and rescue operations continuing there throughout the day. One person was in the hospital now after a fire on Michael Drive in Pensacola last night. The fire reported just after 5 p.m. One victim was taken to the hospital. We don't have a current update on their condition. Escambia Fire Rescue says the fire started because of an issue in the dryer. Another fire earlier this morning, an Escambia County home heavily damaged. That happened just after 4 o'clock this morning on Queen Away off of North Palafox. Multiple fire crews responded. They extinguished the fire within about a half an hour, an investigation continuing on that case. And she used of violently attacking her cellmate and biting off a portion of her eyebrow. That happened last Friday. Officials say 27-year-old Asia Harvey had been cellmates with another woman for several days when she began acting irrationally. Harvey reportedly threw toilet water on the woman, pulled her hair, assaulted her, and then bit her arm and face, and apparently bit off a chunk of her eyebrow. Correctional officers cited the win. Harvey now faces aggravated battery charges for the attack. Some new details on that domestic violence-related shooting on Pensacola Beach this week. According to the arrest report, the husband and wife had been arguing after a night of drinking. The woman reportedly took a handgun from their vehicle and ended up shooting her husband in their hotel room. Deputies arrested 31-year-old Jacqueline King of Wichita, Kansas, at the Fairfield Inn on Via de Luna. Deputies say they found the husband at that hotel in bloody clothing, chest wound. He had claimed he shot himself and thrown the gun in the Gulf. Investigators say they found a video recorded prior to the shooting where the man was heard saying the woman had threatened to kill him, although it didn't show anything physical between them. The couple's children were in the hotel at the time of the shooting. They were not harmed. Jacqueline King remains in the Escambia County Jail on attempted murder charges. She's being held with no bond. And it is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. This traffic report is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing, free battery charging and replacement. Batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Still dealing with that hit-and-run crash that happened on Navarre Parkway and Buckley Drive. The roadway is partially blocked there. I-10, I-110 are still looking good right now and not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today, a little bit on the cooler side for the morning. 65 degrees waking up, 85 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping the sunshine around on that Friday, high near 82 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. On Saturday, temperatures warming up near 78 degrees with a low near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 right now and clear skies across the area. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. One of Amazon's top competitors in cashierless checkout technology is discontinuing operations. GrabBango said it made the extremely difficult decision to permanently close its doors after failing to secure financing. GrabBango had inked deals with grocers including Aldi, Giant Eagle, and more. Should we work from home? The UK Health Security Agency says yes. That is because a recent study says working from home helps people eat healthier, feel less stressed, and lower blood pressure. The Department of Justice has announced dairy company Rizzo Lopez Foods has been ordered to cease all operations related to preparing and processing food due to possible listeria contaminations. The ongoing outbreak has sickened at least 26 people in 11 states. 23 were hospitalized and 2 died. Futures are slightly lower ahead of today's inflation data. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is on the line from the Pensacola Police Department. He's the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Weird to have you an hour early, but we're expecting the governor in an hour, and I didn't want to lose our ability to talk to you, and I certainly have to air the governor the day after a Category 3 hurricane hit Central Florida. So here we are today. I did want to ask you about that. You guys, I think, were getting ready to deploy this morning, and we'd had reports of, you know, a large convoy of lights on, sirens active, responding vehicles on I-10. Was that y'all leaving town?
That was part of us. We left with 10 this morning, along with Escambia County and Gulf Breeze. All headed down that direction and to assist with whatever they need. Our officers are headed to Bradenton Beach and Holmes Beach to help out in any way that is needed by the local authorities there.
Okay, so we got 10 for PPD and a bunch from Escambia and Gulf Breeze that are headed out of town this morning. Very good. And that I assume that was a let's wait and see where they want us, let's not get in the middle of the storm, and we don't have to go early, basically, right?
Yeah, you know, they're going to get down there and get set up and hit the ground running. A lot of that's going to have to do with escorting fuel trucks and utility trucks and assisting in clearing the roadways and other law enforcement duties. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to the Panama City Police Department. Most of the time when we go to areas like this, the first night we're going to sleep on a cot out in the open, no tent, no nothing. That's happened several times in the past. But Panama City has got a sleeper trailer, air-conditioned with bunks. They've got a shower trailer. They've got a trailer that has that's capable of doing the laundry for the officers. All of that set up down there, and they've offered to give that or give us access to that to those trucks. So we sure do appreciate that.
Wow. I guess I never thought much about sleep. I kind of, I don't know, assumed that, you know, you'd take a tent with you or something like that, but just sleeping on a cot on a lawn somewhere, you know, that makes sense unless there's some place to do it more safely. And, you know, it's really nice that the Panama City cops are offering that. So that's actually really good news. I did want to ask you, we had an armed robbery, just a robbery, I forget now, at the Pan Air on Airport earlier this week. Is that right?
Yeah, that was on the 4th, where an individual, they believe it was a white or Hispanic male, walked in there demanding money. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. We're still working on that case, so if anybody has any information on that, to please contact the police department or to remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers. But, yeah, we're working on that one. You know, that's a big building on the airport. I don't believe that there's been any incidents there before. Hopefully there won't be again, but yeah, we're still working on that and hope to get some answers soon on that.
And I'm sorry, I blinked my ears for a second. Did you say armed or not armed, or do we know at this point?
Not from what I understand, a weapon was not displayed.
Okay.
But when they threaten to use a weapon, it's the same thing. They may as well have it.
And I was asked this question because I'm always thinking, like I'm sure other people do, of, you know, what if I'm in this circumstance? If I'm in a bank and something is happening, you know, we've all seen a million movies, but I don't care what the movies say. What does Mike Wood say? I conceal carry. What do you want me to do?
Well, that's up to you. If you believe that your life is in danger or anyone else in that facility, then the law says that you can do what you need to do. You can use that your weapon, but you have to be able to articulate that you were in or someone else was in immediate danger of severe injury or death.
And, you know, since we're on that point, just because the storm is going on and Governor DeSantis yesterday made the comment about, you know, you never know if you're going to go loot somewhere, you never know what you're going to get behind a closed door in a Second Amendment state. Just so people hear it from you, because I said it earlier, but just so they hear it from you, unless you believe that your life or somebody else's life or limb is in serious danger, you cannot shoot somebody, even if they're doing the horrible, evil, terrible, uncivilized, awful thing of stealing property. If it's just property, you can't shoot somebody, right?
Yeah. So if they rob that bank and they're walking out and they're not threatening anyone, they're not threatening you, and you shoot them in the back, you might have some problems coming. So the best thing, what we suggest you do, is just be a good witness. Pay attention to what they're wearing, how tall they are, what direction they left in. That would help us out more than anything.
Very good. And by the way, that's one of those things I learned from doing the Citizens Police Academy is in the moment, you're like, adrenaline just makes your brain useless. And so you've got to force yourself to pay attention. Like you said, what are they wearing? How tall they? I mean, you know, you just blank. You don't even see these things. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, we've got two accidents that happened on Navarre Parkway. We've got one that happened just a little earlier. The left side's clear on 98 and Jessica. Just east of that, we're seeing another accident that happened. All lanes are open there, but people are just slowing down to take a look. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, have you had a chance to meet the new boss, Tim Kinsel? Has he been around the police station yet?
Not as the new boss, but I've met him before, and what a wonderful man. What a huge, huge score the city of Pensacola to be able to net him in that position. I see a lot of good things coming. Just what a fantastic decision.
No, I agree. And, it's only going to be good things from here because of that. I got an odd question from somebody that I thought I would ask you because maybe you know. New cars often come with new technology, and one of the new pieces of technology is that the lights, if you have your high beams on, will auto-dim if they see oncoming light so that the car is actually protecting other drivers from you. You know, in my day, we always you just had to ride the high beams and, you know, manage appropriately. But I had somebody tell me that she thought now the advice might be leave your high beams on all the time and the car will protect everybody. And she's like, I just can't do it. It's so ingrained in me not to do it that way. What is the advice when you've got a car with that feature?
Okay, so there's something different or not, I don't want to say wrong with that, but I own a new truck that has that on it.
Okay.
And it's not a matter of leaving the high beams on. You cannot leave the high beams on. That feature, the automatic dimmer, will not let you do that. So when it's activated and it senses darkness, the high beams are going to come on by themselves. And as soon as it sees taillights or headlights coming at the vehicle, it will auto dim those lights. But it will not let me, because I tried it out, it will not let me leave it on high if that feature is activated. Now, I can manually turn it off. It's on the turn signal stick. And if I turn it off, then yes, I can leave the high beams on. But once that system is activated, it's pretty smart. It detects the vehicles and dims them very quickly.
Okay, so maybe a car model-specific feature or options, but basically, it's designed to work, and it works. So if you want it on auto, it's going to help you out in all those certain situations. And I didn't know about the 35-mile-an-hour thing. That's interesting. Red light cameras, we're still waiting on parts or supplies or some nebulous. We're just not quite sure when we're going to get them.
Yeah, it could be all the above.
Okay. I mean,
there's logistics that are still being worked out on that. And again, once that's online, we're certainly going to let everybody know.
All right. And I don't think we talked about this. My brain sometimes. But your officers were working a robbery last night at Ian Cervantes, right?
Yeah, it's that quick stop market right there, a convenience store on the southwest side.
Yeah, just across from Maddox Court. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. There was an individual robbed of a wallet there last night. Officers got on scene to work that. They immediately set up a perimeter with a canine on the ground. They didn't have any luck with that, but they stopped it. They did not give up. Stayed in the area. One of our canine officers, Officer Zach Harris, was able to find this individual in a house And they, the clothes that he was wearing in the robbery, they were able to recover those too. So what a great job that patrol did last night on not giving up and making this arrest.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love the commitment in getting that end result in. Also, one thing I forgot to mention, because when I talked to you off the air before we came on, you haven't had a lot of sleep because you were working at the shelter last night at the base center. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I was there last night. And
I hear not a lot of people there.
Yeah, there was just a handful of people there. There was a lot of volunteers from the Red Cross. The base center staff was there, and then I was there. So, that's good that other people, that they did get out. The reports I'm hearing from Central Florida that a lot of people heeded the warnings and got out.
Yep.
I just didn't see a lot of them coming into Pensacola to the Bay Center last night.
Yeah.
There were some, but just not a lot.
Well, and, Eric Gilmore had told me, Director of Public Safety in Escambia County had told me that there were seven there, which, that's not very many for the whole Bay Center, but you had to be prepared just in case. And for those seven, I'm sure it made a difference. I mean, and that's always what we're trying to make sure that, we provide when we can provide. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me today?
Yeah, this is a myth that male police officers are not able to pat down female officers, that, you're just going to have to either not pat them down, take them to jail, or you're going to have to wait until you can get a female officer there. That's true.
Hey, I think you might have misspoken. I just want to clarify. You said male officers pat down female officers. You meant female suspects,
female
right?
Female suspects.
All right, go on.
That was a huge error on my part.
No worries. So, I said Chicago. I said Illinois the other day when we were talking about Hurricane Milton. So, I mean, the dumbest words come out of my mouth, too. So, no worries. Anyway, go ahead. So, male officers doing pat downs of female suspects.
Yeah, that's it. It's evident I've been up all night. But, female suspects can be patted down for weapons in areas to which they could get to very quickly. So if a male officer is all we've got, then that's what we're going to do. But the protocol for the Pensacola Police Department and many others is to have a female officer come over and do a more thorough search before that female is taken to the jail. Now, once she gets there, she's going to go through a search again. So that myth is not true. The male officers will pat down in areas to where a female could get to a weapon, a large weapon such as a knife or a gun, very quickly.
Okay, no, that's interesting. The things they try to tell you on TV or the things that all your friends know, that just ain't so. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time, especially today when you haven't had much sleep. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 437-1620, that's my phone number. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retired, or you're already on Medicare, but you need to make a change because it's open enrollment right now, hey, Ricky Stewart, my good friend Ricky Stewart, I've known her as long as we've lived here, back when she was a reporter, and then, starting a family, and she is just a lovely, really genuinely lovely person. Great information about Medicare, and her whole family does insurance. She does this one part of it. So you got questions about plans and prescription coverage and, Advantage, and supplement, and does Medicaid apply to you? Just all the things you might not know at all very well. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
You know what you're going to do. Do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say. It's one all Saturdays at 1 to answer your retirement questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to my day. My mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-performing products to fit you and your family's needs. That's a great night for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use directed. Keep out of reach, children.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fast-growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But remember, dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation.
Whenever we play this song, I just let it go a little longer because I love this song by Weezer. And it's only like 3 minutes long or 2.5 minutes long, so it's over real fast. And there's no other song like that. I remember actually, it's called Dope Nose is the name of the song, and I actually remember trying to find like songs. If you like this song, you know you like that song. Useless. They gave me the song that the Ice Flyers used, the Fratelli song, was like the closest. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're seeing traffic backed up to the front gate of NAS is backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. So just be aware of that. Also, a couple of accidents. We're still working on Navarre Parkway and Catamaran Drive, and also Navarre Parkway and Buckley Drive. Now, those roadways are clear, but we're seeing some delays going eastbound on 98. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Barack Obama is in Pittsburgh today. He'll be campaigning for Vice President Harris, part of an effort to drum up voter participation in Pennsylvania. Former President Trump made two campaign stops in the state yesterday. A police department in California, Andrews, the first country to have an official, or the first in the country, I'm sorry, to have an official.
I thought maybe California has succeeded while we slept.
No. The first police department in the country to have an official Tesla Cybertruck patrol vehicle. Irvine Police, that's near L.A., revealed their purchase this week. They put up a video on social media.
Oh, they bought it. Oh.
They did.
Confiscated, I would allow. Bought it. You're buying trouble, man. Go on.
Now, as a rule, I think the Cybertrucks are horribly ugly, but...
Yeah, no, they're nasty looking.
It improves the look when you put the police lights on it.
Oh, I'm sure. And if you wrap it in, you know, because I've seen a lot of them get wrapped with, you know, various things.
Well,
so.
This one, it looks like they put like a real subdued wrap on it. So it says police, but in like the same color, just a little slightly different shade. And then it's got the flashing red and blues. It looks really cool. It looks like dystopian, like almost something out of...
like Fahrenheit 451 or...
like if you... Maybe
Hunger
like
Games.
Something you'd see in like a new version of the RoboCop movie if
right.
It was still gritty
well,
like it was back in the 90s.
That's always been the knock on the Cybertruck because it looks like a bad 80s sci-fi movie prop. And not as a compliment. You know, not...
Right.
But, you know, whatever. You own them and you love them. But I will say they always get attention. You always notice it. You're like, oh, look, they're...
And I bet they do move.
Well, there's that. Until they're recalled. David, thanks so much for the update.
Or they're caught in a flood,
which
right?
is every other day. 6:58 on News Radio, or so it seems. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I don't think I have mentioned this yet. It's been going on for weeks now, but the new UWF welcome sign is nearing completion. Remember they last year they took out the hedges, or earlier this summer? Anyway, they took out the hedges, and the plan was to put up this concrete thing with the Nautilus shell, the UWF logo, blue on blue, and then a couple of flagpoles up behind it on a kind of a concrete area where you could stand and maybe take selfies or something like that right at that entrance. So we've been missing the hedges for a long time, but you now have nearing completion the new UWF welcome sign area.